you get a 7 out of 10 for you?
Yeah.
This guy in the, was a given by.
Anything else
about
So how are we getting along?
Not bad.
One thing that I was wondering, is there a standard control that you use to connect the different things, like if you're in a topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text? Or whatever. Is there a particular type of control that, like, is there one of these NXT or sorry, net controls?
I think there is, just because the topic box and all this is based on what was it called? Night text area or something?
Okay.
In text area, is that what it is? it has some sort of highlighting stuff there, so you should probably look at the. I'm not sure if it's inbuilt there, to be honest.
You haven't had to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or. Well, we're going to do it for speaker, I guess. And all the rest, right?
What?
Oh, okay. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the list of speakers?
That I wanted to talk about that actually. The speaker, the data processing is fine, but I don't particularly want to do the GUI for it.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
If, some, if you want to do that,
yeah,
then,
I was thinking though.
Then
I was
tell me how you want the data presented. How? Because
yeah.
Do you want me to tell you? Because at the moment I've created two classes. One that represents speakers, one that represents the meetings, and the information about both is contained within each object. So, and then they it writes objects, and the objects contain all the information about the meetings and the speakers. So the speakers that are at the meetings and the amount they speak. And then the averages are contained with the speakers. So there's two separate classes, do you want to
know? Okay, yeah.
And they're two different objects, and you can recall, they can write the writes the objects, and then you call the objects back, and they those returned objects have all the information that they need, and then you can call methods to return whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Or everything, but that's why I wanted to know what's the easiest way to have the data.
So, have you already calculated all this data, or are you supposed
yes,
to
do that? Yes, basically all calculated,
oh, right.
Yeah. And all stored as objects, so dot object files.
Alright.
Okay.
Which means that you just call the another structure and call the load, then you call it that, and you can create a list of them or vectors and whatever you want to do. And then, or just call them one at a time to populate a window. But that's what I wanted to know, what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
What should it come back in?
That might also help, like when he was talking about like having architecture that things are going to plug into.
Yeah.
I mean, so that things are all modular. I mean, it would be a good idea if we use that same idea for anything else we're doing, or what else we're doing.
Yeah.
Like even the searches or whatever. And just
yeah, okay,
any
you
sort of thing. I mean, search results, if they're all in a predictable thing with a name, certain properties,
yeah.
Or list of properties,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so I can have it so that it returns you a. Because at the moment, the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say, it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one's percent noise, and one is percent participation. Do you see what I mean? So, and then it's got inside, it's got a link, it's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either come back as a, you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say noise, it's just a string, noise, X percent. It will say a vector that's cool, I don't know, whatever. You could have like an embedded a vector or array of strings, and each one represents one person or whatever. what the easiest thing to do. How you want to display.
Me, I can do it.
Okay.
Just a matter of deciding what would be easiest.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way around.
Exactly.
So what whenever we open a window for one speaker,
See, that's the key. How did we? Can I look at that again? If it's in that format,
yeah.
It's speaker. It's speaker. Speaker is the controlling thing, not So all of this, all that's calculated as well, still the speaker objects.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. Something quite amusing actually. The the influences are. I lived in Germany for 6 months. Don't know if that had any effect. I spent too much time talking to Brits. No, it's a bizarre thing. I think where do these people come from? So and then all that's calculated as well. All I have to do is get the dialogue accent. I don't think that'd be difficult. So then, does this? How is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one highlighted?
The one present.
The one present.
Although we could do. We could do the one highlighted.
Because at the moment I'm using, there are methods that say for other talk to size presses, and it says like get talk time, and you take a name, so that would call that and call the meetings method that said return that, and that would populate that, which would be an easy thing to do. And the same for that.
I mean that would be implementing what he said, that you want to see per topic, you want to see which one spoken most, something like that. So you could. You can zap through these topics.
Meetings. Yeah.
And it would come up with how much they spoke, and you can pick the one that.
Yeah, that would be easy as well. Yeah.
So, do you want to do that then?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just leave in lots of methods that just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
So random things like just return talking time.
Yeah. Mm. Get talk time. I think it's called.
Yeah.
So each time are you going straight to the XML files for the information?
It's stored as an object file. It processes a whole lot offline and stores it as an object.
Okay.
And then they're much, much smaller, only like a 1, 1K.
So that's all just pre-processed?
Yeah, it's all pre-processed. And then it's just each method, object's got a return, bunch of return methods. You have to recreate the object. It's called a load method.
Okay.
So what you do is you call a null constructor, because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores its own object.
Right.
And then if you call a null constructor, then you call load, and you can call load on whatever one or all of them or anything like that.
Is it for the entire corpus, or is it just like individual ones, like
one object for each meeting?
That's nice. Oh, each meeting. Okay.
Yeah. I
wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff we're doing.
It tells you who participated at the moment. It tells you who participated and the amount they participated.
Right, okay.
In percentages and in time as well.
Can you put in there what topic was spoken about as well?
Yeah, that'll be easy.
I could use that for the topic pop up window.
But that would cause a problem with anything that wasn't annotated for topics.
That wasn't what?
Or just return a null or
no topic specified, have a default, There are some default unknowns actually. A lot of people don't give the range.
Because at the moment, if you right-click on the topic window on one of the topics, you have the option of popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
That would be a problem. And then you can do a search over the meetings, over the objects. Because that's the thing, these are so small that you can load all of the whole lot up and do a search over the whole lot to find who participated in what, no problem, or what topics were in what.
Okay.
So it doesn't crash the thing.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
The global statistics come straight off of that, don't they? Because they're just for the meter.
So that is all stored together.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the meeting class knows about that stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet?
But they're not too difficult.
Just got to decide on what we
want. What we want, yeah. I thought the other stuff was more important anyway, I did that first.
Yeah. So it's all usable now, can I do it tonight?
No, design the GUI first, then, because if the problem is if you change the classes, the object serial numbers change and you can't reload the object, so all the processing has to be done over again, and I haven't quite finished it yet, so it would become out of sync and get a bit funny. If I gave you one, if I gave you it now and you worked on it and then I changed it and ran the thing again, you wouldn't ever be able to load the objects back up.
Oh, I see.
And you'd have to, and then you'd have multiple copies of objects all over the place and you'd get silly, I think.
Well, let me know when it's sort of usable.
But
Please.
if you want to make a picture, you can do that without anything, presumably.
What do you mean a picture?
Just in
You mean
general.
just the.
That, yeah. The
Yeah,
text.
but it's not going to take
That
very long.
doesn't
I
take
mean,
long.
it's not. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it won't take very long to get it all finished up. But I'll need to have done all of this stuff too first. Because otherwise the objects won't be the same.
Sounds good. So where's that? Is that stored in the
That is on my home directory.
on your home directory, not in there?
No,
Okay.
well, it's finished up, but it'll be online.
Sounds
Actually,
good.
I can upload my stuff as well. I just have to make one change to your file, just to load this one instead of the default.
All right.
So that's 2 lines of code.
Yeah. What are you wanting to write that in directly, or what do you want to do on that?
What do you mean?
If you want to change my code.
Well, yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for
You
loading
yeah,
up the
but
search thing.
do you want to change that the original mBrowser file in, or
Yeah.
yeah?
Well, your version, yeah.
Have you done that now, or?
No, I did in my directory. Just
Oh,
do
okay, so
that.
not the actual one, but a copy of it.
I have a copy, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I
No, just.
will, yeah, I was going to update that one just, you know, it just makes sense that
Well,
the same
just
thing
tell me
faster.
when,
Yeah.
because I usually work on my own copy
Right, yeah, and then update.
for the day and then
Yeah.
update it without checking if the one in the
Yeah,
sharing has
I
changed.
haven't made any changes to it yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just make that one and let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
Because, yeah, like I said, 2 lines of code.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Cool.
and then you can play. There's not much to do. Have to get better results, like better
So is that
presented.
what you're working on now then, to
Yeah.
present results
Yeah.
nicer, or?
And just to wire in the topics and do in some ways. So,
You
yeah.
mean the highlighting stuff, or?
Well, also, yeah, like that as well. So, yeah. So I just want to find out what kind of objects those were that for the other ones. So it goes in and highlights.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, for an any text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So you've got different highlights. You've got just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, time highlights, and something else. So you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot set highlights or something, yeah,
Okay.
something like that. That's the way I did it to
Okay.
highlight, to cross highlight between topic and transcripts.
Okay,
Sort
sounds
of.
good. So there's a few more things to do with that, and then once Vanilla gets the index, then that's gonna be kind of fun. Like, I'm just wondering if you had to, well, the way you're doing, I was gonna ask if the way you were doing it, you were loading like a new corpus each time for your training, but you're doing the object, so you don't need to. Just because if we do have like if the inverted search says that there's 10 documents, are we gonna have to load each of these 10 corpora just to do the individual next T search?
That way it doesn't crash and you try and load all 10 in one, it crashes.
Yeah, I think probably.
It's a bit dumb if you can fool it. If you load up 10 different sleep engines simultaneously, it can do that fine.
Are
You
you
serious?
But it can't do them. It can't
really?
do them if it thinks they're one, because then it's about the amount that each. If you have to kind of call a new class and then it will do it
Yeah,
fine,
okay.
but if you don't then it
Right,
won't.
okay, it's gonna do
That's
it
insane.
more.
Yeah, it says, okay, oh yeah, I've got all this space, you can do yourself. Otherwise
Okay.
it goes, oh no.
Okay.
Does it talk to you now instead?
It's a nice machine, it
Spent too much time on it, I think. All right. Well, I've been doing some random pop-up windows for the speaker characterization, which is good. So I can fill that in now.
Okay.
The windows are all there now after lots of fiddling.
Oh, they're done already. Okay, cool.
Well, you know, just the pop a pop up
They pop up.
is difficult enough because it basically has to set up like whatever 10 pop up windows in memory, as in already initialize them, because there might be 10 speakers that all have to have different
Oh.
windows in. And I'm working on when you click on a topic to see a list of the other topics of the meetings that topic was mentioning. And I have a question about the we said we wanted a start screen. What kind of start screen do we want? I mean, do we want some general blurb about welcome to the browser or
Welcome to the
something?
browser, more
An
like.
SD browser. Some speech and some music, some
Some
It
animations. Doesn't take too long, though.
Yeah.
We have to, while we're debugging, getting sick of it. But no, or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things.
Yeah. So do we want, yeah, maybe we could write on like the whatever it's called, the top of the window saying welcome to the meeting browser.
Or a switchboard that
And
comes up that's just a blank form like that with some buttons on. Load me a meeting, load me a search, load me something else. Whistle a tune.
yeah, how? I mean, at the moment the way it is, it's a drop down menu, as you've seen. With all the and that because it's the dialogue class that you use there.
I was just going to ask if we should assume that they'll want to load a meeting first, but not necessarily. I guess if we're doing a search on the entire
Yeah, I mean,
corpus.
I think they should have two options. Either load up a meeting that they choose or do a search.
Yeah,
And
that
through
makes
that,
sense.
once you've got the results, you click on something and that
Stupid
loads up.
NXT says it needs you to have a meeting loaded before you'll start doing any searching at all, doesn't it?
Well, we can
Doesn't it?
put the logic
Oh.
in it.
You can't. The
Oh,
only thing you
just
can
be
search is a night object model, and the only time you get one of those is if you've loaded an
I
observation.
could probably even. That
Oh.
shouldn't be too hard to put a check in there. And if it hasn't loaded, then force it to load them.
Yeah, what we, but doesn't that we could you could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load a search. But you won't.
Can you not get this nom object?
It has to be an observation, and even if you go and, you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine there's only one search method to the search engine. The engine class only has
I
one
suppose
search
we
method.
wouldn't want to use we wouldn't want to use NXT at the beginning anyway, because we don't want to search locally, we want to
Yeah,
search globally.
globally,
So let's
Unless they
say
know what meeting it is. Well,
Well, no, then they would open the meeting first, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options. Either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting that they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, well, the things that may just be looking for a word and, looking if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably want to. Like,
Yeah.
do we want to, like, if it don't by default goes with the first one and they want number 5 of the ones that are returned, I mean, then they have to go through.
No, but why do we want default? I mean, just,
Well,
you know.
like, to load up. Like, the thing is, I think. Like, when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and the whatever the window. Right now, I think just the topic ones. Although the time is probably more caused by loading the actual data. So, I'm just thinking if it's kind of. Like, you're saying, you have to have a NOM object, right? I mean, before you do a search at all.
Yeah, but local search.
Yeah,
We
you
can do
can,
global
yeah,
search
that's
without
true.
anything.
It doesn't take
Really?
long to load up anyway. You can load a dumb one up, it doesn't have any.
Yeah, but the global one feeds into the local.
Yeah, I
So if
mean,
we're getting any
the
usable
local.
data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one
Yeah.
at a time to get the data
But yeah,
for.
the global inverted file search gives the NOM objects basically to the local search, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right. But it could be time consuming, like if there are 10 documents that
Well, yeah,
they have to
that's
address
always going
in.
to be the case with search.
But it gives one at a time anyway, doesn't it? Because otherwise you crash the thing.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking of some way we could, cache the results in a nice little format that'll make things a bit easier. But the thing is, I mean, if we've got that, then it's going to be needing really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text, transcript, or whatever, and we're going to have all that other data in there. So each time when we have a search window, we have like, you know, 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one and it has to reload the NOM object, next one. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, it's not too slow, though, I don't think.
Yeah?
It's not too bad on that.
Okay.
I don't think that'll be too much of a problem.
It always seems to be slow loading up the first time, at least, but that's all.
Yeah.
Lately, it's just sort of loading it up, test it, try something else, and shut down, loading up. So,
yeah.
So just sort of based on that as well. Yeah. But if it doesn't take that long each time, then it should be alright.
I mean, you can, you know, the option is to do a search in the way that if you do a global search, the first step only return the meetings, as in not even the meetings, but the name of the meetings.
Yeah.
So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this and this and this meeting, or
true.
Only on this meeting. Or
Yeah. Make it strings for as long as possible. And then only return the things when they actually has to search.
That makes sense. And that way, if they know specifically which meeting it is, they'll save the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they don't want to have the extra loading time either, if they can avoid it.
Definitely.
So, or they can check mark against the ones they want to check. So.
Did we think about better names for the meetings?
Well, I think they were in the text. We can probably do that ourselves and just sort of BDB, you know, just do a...
There is, in one of the papers, they have names, such as...
Do they
reference
those?
Yeah. Like the working group that it's part of.
One of those.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's right.
I probably
just
use that.
Even better understanding or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a working group, isn't
it?
Okay.
I love that.
I want to see the meetings about even better understanding.
Yeah.
See if it's accurate.
So, I've put that in already, too. So yeah, again, concretely to the startup workplace window.
So who would have the IDFs? I mean the DFs. Document frequencies for each word.
Well,
need the frequencies?
Yeah, to do what Steve's talking about, to do the topic.
Label. Oh, right, that, right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, do you think you would have time for that as well?
Well, the thing is, if it's being done...
If somebody's done the keywords, or the IDFs, or the DFs already, would be not too probably.
There's the class she was trying to get to work on Friday. They did have all that, and it was sort of built in, and just had some trouble getting it running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff, but the last I heard, it wasn't working. So she was going to look at... you know, more straightforward sort of thing that really just fulfills what we need it to do. But if we need the, if we do need the frequencies.
Can't you do an inverted file search without the TF IDF?
I don't know.
I think you need to do that.
Would have been like a waste
of
the amount that they occur over certain documents, basically. The amount they...
What's it stand for?
DF is the document frequencies, the amount that each word occurs. What is it? Term frequency is the amount that it occurs in one of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount that occurs generally. So the more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better, more informative it is about a certain.
So the general score, would that be for the whole of the language or the corpus
of the data? Plus a stop list, so you remove stuff that doesn't, and there, which is going to have a basically equal score.
So what would the, if we had these fake topics, what would they look like?
A bunch of keywords.
Yeah,
probably the easiest.
Just a list of like
keywords
or something.
Yeah, keywords, three, five words.
What's the I in TF-IDF?
Inverse document. Yeah, term frequency, inverse document frequency. I did do it once. I do have a Java class that does it for something. I don't know whether it'll work or not.
Because that would be really handy then. We can actually test it on the user as opposed to just doing it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great, but we can't we can't compare it to the hand annotated, you know, the hand segmented tool.
Yeah. But also, keywords give you a whole new type of search. You know, new keyword search, but you could do keyword search could be topic search, couldn't it? Could be the same thing. Instead, it would just search for keywords when it you tell him that the projection is top exploration, you get such a key bet for each choose your move.
Yeah, that'll work.
Very
nice.
I suppose even calculating the what's his face themselves wouldn't be too much, too long. The easy bit is probably easier to calculate them based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus than it is to calculate them per topic, because you don't have to integrate as much.
Yeah, definitely.
Information. No, you can do search without TF-ID if you just can't rank the search.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm thinking too.
Do we need to?
I mean,
we're just looking
for
new stuff, I guess.
No, but isn't that what the idea was in the first place, to rank the results? So that
sort of, but then the main idea was more like to speed it up, to speed the search up, because NXT was, over the whole of the corpus was just not feasible.
Yeah, but that won't slow down. Ranking won't slow down.
No, but the general inverted file.
Yeah,
oh,
it still uses an inverted
yeah.
file, but it ranks the results
yeah,
by the amount.
That would just
higher.
Be nice extra.
Yeah, I thought that was part of it, but yeah, okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I don't think we had that in the document.
True.
No, we didn't.
True. So what? It's only interim.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I guess if that's not part of it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah,
because I'm only
going to
do this
if I've
got time anyways.
Because I mean, then it would give you, like, if you search for a word, it would give you the meetings, but also how often that word occurred in that meeting. That would be so useful.
It would just give you a rank. It would, that
yeah.
was the whole point.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, actually, because the thing is, I mean,
this is your top one, this is your bottom.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting. If they're looking for a particular term or something, they just want to know if that term exists there and where does it exist, and I want to see it.
Yeah
but it
but
would be useful if
how informative that TF-IDF is an informative score, isn't
you know,
it?
If you search for language and you return, like, you know, basically all of the meetings, you want to see where they actually spoke about it and where they just mentioned
but
it once.
If it's like a two-word term, does the TF-IDF
depends how you treat the compound noun.
It's not a compound noun, it's just two words together.
Well, like what?
And I don't know. I don't know. Just something like
language.
Edinburgh University. Yeah.
That's a compound noun.
Like Edinburgh. And
sunny
language.
Day.
Sunny
yeah.
day. Yeah, like an adjective.
Okay.
Yeah. In its most simple form, it would do separate rank for each one, each turn.
Mm.
You could make it more complicated and make it.
Which
different.
Not make it more complicated.
But
and then add those up. Awesome.
Because the thing is that the way we were just looking for the words, period, each word in the index.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we were thinking
yeah,
about
you
it.
Don't
and then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And then if it was, then we'd go closer and do the NXT search.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression or whatever.
I guess just do some of the individual TF-IDF for each term returned. And that generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score, and the higher, the more informative each term is for each thing, it will give you a bit of a higher thing. It's pretty crude anyway, it's just looking for, but it's all it's going to do is look for separate, because then it's going to go into the NXT search and return.
Or we choose the list of meetings that we wanted to search to do that.
That's crude.
Like, I'm just wondering, if it's going to give us something cool, then, yeah, absolutely. But if it's sort of like, if the NXT search has still got to be run to find these terms or these, you know, these patterns.
Without doing any, like, word pairs.
Or also, like, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, wire, blah, 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 you do wire with a star. And, no?
Yeah,
that's
I don't know how that works. Yeah.
Actually, that's a problem for me, too, so.
That's,
Yeah.
But the idea is that gives you an informative score. How you combine that is up to you. I guess there's lots in the literature. If you were, there's a whole load about it in Manning and Schultz. They've got a whole chunk about it. So just IR, isn't it? It's basic information retrieval.
Okay.
They've got a good chapter on it. If you haven't got it, it's on Cognit.
Yeah, I've got somewhere. PDF.
Yeah, me too. Hundreds of PDFs.
Yeah. Well, do the PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Okay.
So, to come back to the start screen.
Oh, okay. What sort of decision?
I'm very unsure about what that should look like. I mean, we want to, for the part where you can choose the meeting, what kind of information do you want to have about the meeting? I mean, the longer name, obviously, if there is one, because they don't all have one. What the users that took part?
Yeah.
Then that's probably pretty much the same for the same group.
Probably for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that do
so
have
the
subset that
screen.
Can
Yeah, just to give them an idea, general idea of what there is, and so they can pick a top and
search for stuff or start working.
Yeah, I guess that's
or browse. Okay, like search, browse. Like if you're looking for something specific, like is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where you want to go, they want to go to, you know, that meeting on December 3rd, and they just want to go there and see stuff, then they can immediately go and browse it.
Yeah, I want to look at the meeting where so and so spoke of that, you know, some sort of research group. I want that first meeting. Look at that.
Yeah. Browse by meeting. Browse by law. Browse by speaker. Like no, I'm just thinking of different ways we can do that, like different buttons on the top, like if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever, and we just, we could break things down like that, to that level of detail if we want, or we could
I
think
don't
it more
think we
general.
Need that, yeah, because we just want to have a way of, because as soon as they've got loaded their first meeting, they can browse through that quite nicely.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking like initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they'd want to do?
Yeah.
Like if they're part of X working group, they want to get in there. Do we want to save preferences?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're part of BDB working group, they're going to want to look at the BDB ones, and so we default to that.
Well, how are we going to know that?
Based on what they did the last time.
You can have to save preferences.
Yeah.
Could have a set of preferences, I guess.
But that would defy the whole point of browsing, right? If you only wanted to look at
all right, call it favorites.
Yeah.
You could have a favorite.
Well, you just,
okay,
you just scroll
yeah,
down the list and find your favorite one, I mean.
Yeah, it's not enough information.
It's not like they come back every day and do the same browsing. Let's see what's
what
changed.
I forget. Okay. Well, no, I'm just getting back to sort of what could be on the startup screen.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a range of things we could do. We could have, like, search options, browse options. I mean, just, I don't know, just playing around with ideas. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks and say, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in any particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can, you know,
oh, right.
Sort
oh,
of,
okay.
You know, guide them. It's just like, hey,
well,
my task is to do this, and there's a button for it. Perfect.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, it would be quite good if it has, yeah.
I wasn't going to put any, you know, any help in there, any sort of explanation of how the browser works, to be honest.
No, well, that's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just
buttons.
Saying, like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of lame programs do have that sort of thing first, just because they don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves, and just, like, do commonly used tasks, or just exit and just let me use the program, you know, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the main thing, what you want to do is to view a meeting, right?
Oh, or search something.
Or search.
Yeah, or search, yeah.
Yeah. So even if it just had two things, just said one said, take me straight to this meeting and have a text box you can enter it, or drop down menu. And then another one that said search that loaded instantly loaded up a search.
Like a find specific meeting.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's an easy sort of thing.
Yeah. Or one that
that all happens through the search. Okay.
Yeah.
Basically either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at and he just clicks on it, or he doesn't and then he searches for one that sort of
Well, the other thing to do is just have search as the default, just it opens and the search window opens. And that's the interface. And you just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after you've searched for something. Or the search, but the search window could have on it something that said just, has a drop down menu that says just, and a go button that said take me to this
Oh, I see what you mean.
So the sort of
Inside the search menu, yeah.
yeah. So the only thing that comes up when you finish is a when you start, it's just one window like that, and it's got all the search stuff right down there. So this is your search. It's just all here, and here is just go to wherever, and the go button, and then from there it takes you to wherever.
Yeah, that's what.
And at the top it says welcome to our browser.
Yeah, that looks about right. But I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there.
Drop down
menu. But we want all the information about the name, the longer
oh,
name,
you want
the users.
Well,
yeah.
We don't actually have usernames, do we? Aren't there all these codes?
No,
like
it's a code.
Yeah.
Maybe if they know the codes and in other corpus.
Yeah, that's true.
In a case like that, we do want drop down. We don't want them to type them, do we?
Yeah.
Drop down is definitely not.
And allow multiple? No. Okay, you're just looking for one specific.
This is good. If you want to search, if you want to look for one meeting, just look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, yeah, as I said,
that's two. That's. Well, yes, you have two. One is one there. Well, you got two. One for meeting, one for speaker, and you can choose. You can go for go or go for the other. You can't go for both.
I'm not saying you can pick a user, but it should come up with some list, but an extended list of the meetings. So you know, you have the BDR, whatever it was called. One, and then it gives you the longer name, blah, and then it gives you the participants.
You could do Microsoft Study and hold it over it, and it pops up a thing.
No.
I was thinking that. But then
is that complicated?
No, it's not at all. I think
a tooltip.
Yeah, I've not tried that yet. But I was going to do that.
Mouse over, isn't it?
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Oh, let's do that then.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that very? Is that not annoying if you have to?
Get out of the bloody way, I'm trying to
say
to them.
Yes, they do that a lot, don't they? No, but, you know, to search for a specific user, you have to hold your mouse over that one, wait for it to pop up.
Yeah,
that's
annoying. But that's why you could just have a list of your users then. And you just say, I want to look for this user. Great. Find me, and then it pulls up a list of all the ones who've got that user. And then you search them. But then you're doing search. Maybe just leave it. Just have them meeting names there. And don't worry about the speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's doing a quick access.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to have some basic information on
Or you can have a text box there.
Yeah, I'm thinking that updates.
Yeah, as you go over there. Then that doesn't get any in the way.
Yeah, maybe that's the best idea then. So you've got a drop down menu, a search button, not search go button. And then some sort of field which updates dynamically depending on what you've got highlighted.
Yeah, the full name and the speakers.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. We can do all of that without even ever going anywhere near loading up a thing. A thing.
Nom.
A meeting, a nom.
Yeah. What does nom actually stand for?
I think it's a night object model.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yes.
I think in that case it's the right corpus. Is
night,
right
yeah,
right
is it
corpus
right? It's the right corpus. Yeah. It's night right corpus, and then you've got night right elements, and you've got night right attributes.
You've got lots of non something, and then night something, and then n something.
Yeah, I think the n ones are interfaces, and the night one of the ways around, one's an interface, and one's actually an implemented class. Because you go back enough. And the what's his name of the weekend? The API is all right, but there's not a lot of description in it. It's very clear.
No.
Tells you
and most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying,
yeah,
you've got to update this, Jonathan. this is unintelligible. Great.
Yeah. So you end up just it returns a N text box. Okay, what's that done? It's an implementation of an N text box.
Yeah.
Interface. What's that? Oh, it's an extended version of it. Oh,
yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. It's not like that. Right. So, anyone else got anything to say?
Well, not really. Just going to keep on going.
Do we want another meeting at the end of the week with Penina?
Might be useful, won't it?
Yeah.
Like Friday afternoon or something?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll have probably more to talk about.
Yeah, I should have more to talk about.
I think.
And we won't have to have a meeting with Steve on Tuesday, or at all. So, do we want to arrange this, get this one earlier? Maybe? Three? Or,
if you like.
I
well, we can just discuss it on Friday if you have.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Friday?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
Just after SPT?
Possibly. I don't know. Usually by then. So, need a break.
Yeah. But that means.
Although,
right,
well, I don't know because it's the lab and trying to get some work done.
Yeah.
For the
for
lab
that.
Stuff.
Yeah, that could be fine.
Yeah.
I've got a doctor's appointment at 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Right. And.
What?
Friday like morning?
Okay. 3 o'clock? Very clear. Where you want to get out?
I don't know, maybe I do. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think again.
I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got class. Well, 3 of us have class at 12.
How about?
So we say 3 o'clock, and then if there's a serious problem.
Or we could try 1. We could try shortly after. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a long meeting then. Well, would you want to? No, probably not. If one's bad for you, then.
No, that would only give us like 35 minutes or something.
Okay.
Well, what?
Smile,
quite late, like, you know, 5 or 6.
3 is better than 5
yeah,
or 6.
Yeah.
Well, 3 o'clock, let's say
3 just
o'clock.
Just say 3 o'clock, and then if there's a problem with that, then. If 3 o'clock's a problem, 5 or 6 will be a problem. I thought that'd be it. But I don't think that will be. I'm not sure.
I'll write this meeting up and I'll send it to Penina as well.
Okay.
Is she collecting one?
No.
You just sent it to her.
Because she's not here.
No, I mean, is she collecting? Oh, right. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. School for
I
the gifted.
I collect meeting something.
I thought somebody was collecting them. But, well, that's what I thought when you said
that.
Yeah,
no, we should probably do that again.
Then we know who's missed them.
So,
done
can
it.
You just, can we just repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done a progress on the speaker characterization.
Okay.
Who does the speaker characterization? We've mentioned topic labeling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the set should be ranked. And Marshall, do you have anything else?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about. But yeah, it should be fine. No, it's just a good question. Did we decide whether it should be ranked? No? Or
no.
Well, basically, not unless you've got time for it at the end.
Yeah. Well,
it would be nice at the end.
I kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot. Just because if it is like independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like if someone's looking for a particular term. I don't know, just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
How so?
Yeah. I think it would give you the most relevant result.
If they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up in this document, day shows up, but they're not together. Or if they are too, I don't know, it just doesn't, you're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant, because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like, if you search for language, then you have some topics which have as a, you know, some meetings which have as a topic language. They specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention, you know, mention it briefly like once or twice, saying, you know, my language is German or something stupid that you don't really want. So you want to distinguish those somehow. Or be nice anyway.
Yeah, that would
in
help
in
a lot.
For single
words, terms, it would be
yeah.
very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something. There will be a way of doing it for multiple terms.
For multiple terms, we can just do
well,
something really
yeah.
simple.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could have, you could
wow.
penalize it. You could just put.
But
a
you
way
still have to do the search. You still have to do the NXT search.
Yeah, you do
it
the NXT search and it doesn't sound together.
Yeah.
Either
yeah.
disregard it or put a weighting
yeah.
against
yeah.
it. So
yeah, yeah.
if you how many pairs you
well,
get,
it wouldn't show up on the search results if
yeah,
it didn't exist.
Yeah.
Together.
So then just next.
Just disregard.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You just do it really simply, you know.
Yeah.
You'll have the
well,
results.
We'll have to
before.
Talk to Pernilla about this then.
Yeah.
Just
we'll
see how she's Yeah, that's good. We are using that. I mean, it does make sense for that, but there's actually,
It doesn't have to be all intelligent.
Yeah.
Because some things you're going to get a lot of results for.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom and it was actually the most relevant one, something like that would
also
push it up.
I mean, if it's, okay, I see what you mean. And then we could actually put that like on the list of meetings that get returned. If there were 15 meetings of languages in, then it's going to show you those and rank them as to which is the highest.
Which is the highest.
So, okay, I see that.
And also, if there's something like Sunny Day, the. If Sunny and Day aren't mentioned together a lot, but Sunny happens to be mentioned once, its term will be low and will push down the other one if you combine them, if you just add them together.
Well, the thing is, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately and see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, yeah. But you have no ranking system at the moment. So if something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from the TF-IDF, it could just be ignored because it falls off the bottom of the. I presume you only have, you return all results for all, say you type language and it returns 75 meetings.
Well, right now it's not doing anything, so I don't know what
it's
doing.
Well, it's not
that
many meetings.
But
there are only 75, but there are 75 meetings.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow. So if you return 75, where do you stop? Or how do you rank them or something? Or if it returns 20, even if it returns 20, do you cut it off at 10? Do you rank them?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the threshold?
Look through them all.
Through them all, yeah. One at a time.
It would be useful as well for a word like language that might occur in all of them, but you want to find the one that actually contains it usefully somehow. You know, you still want to be able to search for the word language in a sensible way. Well, we'll discuss it here on Friday.
So is that it?
Yeah.
So.
Done?
Tick.
Tick.
Okay.
I've timed off already.
Yeah.
She's just across the way. So have you looked at the SP2 coursework?
No. Well, very briefly. I mean, I worked through some of the stuff just as class was over the other day. Well, as he was trying to get it up and working.
Where?
Just right across the way.
Yeah.
Does it look hard?
Well, I just did the basic, like, manuscripts and all of it.
But nothing hasn't given us a thing that says what we've got to do yet.
No, I don't think so, except for that document thing, which maybe will get removed from the, do the write-up.
Yes. Is that what, like, writing literature review?
Yeah, exactly.